Yasmin.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Hannah.
The two early birds again.
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know what parashah are we reading tonight for the Zohar?
It's the Etchanan.
Okay.
It wasn't on mine, but see if yours comes up. If it doesn't, what I have to do is I have to go to the Yashim website, and in the search page, in the search little block on that page, write the Etchanan, and then you'll see that's where the links will come up. If you don't
have
it.
I have the Zohar.
Okay. Well, until he tells us which one he's going to use, we won't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but it's good to know
the advantage of going to his handout is that you see his commentary.
Shavua Tov, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. Shavua Tov. She was just asking about Parsha, the name of the Parsha.
Vayet Hanan. Are we talking about last week's? Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa.
Anna Bakoa.
Anna Bakoa. Gedulat Shemincha. Tatir. Terura. Alephet Kimo Yud Tat Tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sadvenu taharenu nora kufrei shayin sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava sham Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachamei Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betzet Reish, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Erov Tuvcha, Nael, Adata Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geya Ramcha Pene Zokre Kudushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufwat Vav Tzadi Yud Taf. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf that created the planet Lavana, the planet we call this, excuse me, the planet Shemesh, sometimes called Chama, the planet we call the sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion. The astrological sign of Leo. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Erachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Nosea Avon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year 5777, the year of the goat. We're going to do this by studying two verses from the Tanakh. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, which we will be reading Monday night. And we will start tonight with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimu Le'achda L'shem Yud Hei B'Vav Hei B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satzkiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to translate as Sea of Tenants by saying Dir Yam. The second verse that we study is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, the year of the goat, is concealed within this verse. And the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that we study from the Tanakh. The first verse we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'ayu Haskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelotam Laha Viad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Halevim Yishre Leval Leit Kadesh Me Hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we can permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lala Hei Wawa Wa Yola Yo Alame Hei 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 Aka A Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adei Ad Ki Biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has 3 verses that connect to this energy which is swallowing death forever. The first that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni adili ruki. Next, we'll study from 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoyam, Asher Yitchabei Sham Wishavtem, Eilai El Nachon, Wehalachti Yitchem, Wehayayim Yeshno, Baretz Vehipasti, Oto Bekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. If the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East, there is only one verse that connects to this energy. Wethamti makom Leami le Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. Actually, we're going to say the 72 names of God using the root vowels for each letter. When we connect to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim due to time considerations, we will scan the chart. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa Heya Yozala Me Behe Reo He Kome La Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pehela Nulaha Yo 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 Me La He He Hewa Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Please scan the chart of the 72 names of God. The Sadiqim who left during this year, or this day, actually, which is the seventh day of Av, Rabbi Pinchas of Slovokolivka, Rabbi Shalom Noach ben Rabbi Moshe Avraham Brzozowski, Rabbi Moshe Greenwald of Chusht, Rabbi Simcha Bunin Ehrenfeld of Mattersdorf, and one known only as Rabbi Moshe. Please say the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Zohar on the parasha of Vayet Hanan. Section 8 is a section on the Tefillin. It's a lengthy section. It would take at least two classes to complete it. We can do that Section 8 this week, both today and then on Thursday. But my sense is that most of our class is women who don't really connect with the utilization of the Tefillin, although there is a lot to learn in that section for everyone, not just men. But I will leave the subject up to you, as we can also learn tonight Section 9 rather than Section 8. So if someone would like to speak up and express which section they would like to learn, let me know.
This is Brenda. I've always been interested in the Tefillin. So that would be a good one for me.
Appreciate that, Brandy. Does anyone else agree or disagree?
That's the only thing that, you know, I'm not wild about kippahs, and I'm not wild about prayer shawls, but I really would like to wear tefillin.
Have you ever laid tefillin?
No, because there's a special prayer that you do and a special way that you wrap it. And there's no one that I know that knows how to do that.
Well, if you go to any conservative shul, they will teach you.
Because Tommy does it. Tommy can teach you.
Okay, that'd be great.
If you want to do that.
since I haven't heard any objection, I'm going to start with section 8.
We should go to action.
Go ahead.
It's very interesting.
Section 8. Did you want to continue speaking, Jasmine?
Yeah, I said that it's very interesting, the section 8. Let's go for it.
Okay. So our parsha is Vayet Hanan. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. That opens up to a landing page of all of the parashas, all of the Zohars from the parashas. And if you open that up, you will find, scroll down to the Book of Devarim. The second link in the Book of Devarim is Vayet Hanan. Pasuk 37 is where we will start in section 8. Section 8 sounds very funny because it's usually referring to people who are not accepted in the society any longer. They feel they need to be hospitalized. So Pasuk 37. Tana Biraza Ila Basifra Titni Uta Gimuchalalin Tiatwan Rishimin Itkalyain Bah Begugalta Dizerhantin Bitane nan gimumote inun distimu inun halalin umisheruta temocha ilaa satima diatika kadisha deit meshich Behahu Zeranpin Ishtekahu Dalad Mohe Veilein Dalad Mohin Mishtachin Umit Pashtin Bekogufa Veinun Dalad Rishate Diarbabate, Dit Filin, Dianach, Kudshaberichu. The translation. We learn from a supernal mystery in the concealed book that there are three cavities of engraved letters, which are Yud He Vav of Yud He Vav He, seen in the skull of Zeranpin. And we learn that there are three parts of the brain, the mohin, the Chachma, Bina, and Dat, which are hidden in these cavities. The cavities are vessels, and the lobes of the brain are the lights that are clothed in them. From the top of the highest concealed brain of Atika Kadisha, that flows into the mohin of that Zeranpin, there are four mohin: Chachma, Bina, the right side of Da'at, which is Tiferet, and the left side of Da'at, which is Malchut. These four mohin are in the head of Zeranpin and expand throughout the body. These are the four paragraphs in the four compartments of the tefillin, which the Holy One, blessed be He, puts on. The important aspect is to realize that the four passages of the written Torah, which is put into both the arm and head tefillin, are these code words: Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. Didn't you understand how the left side of Dat is Malchut, and the right side of Dat is Tiferet? Dat is not a Sefirah. Dat is the balance point between Chachma and Bina. The left side of the balance point represents desire to be in balance, which is an aspect of Malchut. Malchut is connected to desire. Without desire, there is no revelation, and there is no balance point. Use the same analysis to understand the right of Dat and its relationship to Tiferet. As an unwritten commentary, but it needs to be understood, if you open up to a Reform Siddur, sometimes even the conservative Siddurs, and I've even seen this in some modern Orthodox Siddurs, when they do the 248 words of the Shema, they do it in three sections plus the Shema Yisrael, the title Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the Baruch Shem below that. But those three paragraphs that come from the Torah actually are four. The two that are in Deuteronomy, there is a pause or a break or a section where there's a separation between one word and the next. And we are taught that that tends to be a paragraph, or like a paragraph in English. So there are actually four, even though many people think there are three, and this is a mistake. And this first verse in this section of the Zohar is telling us that there are four and explaining their connection to the Sefirot. Verse 38. Shema Kadisha Ila Yatwo Reshimyan Dikti Viral Kol HaMeharetz Kishem Adonai Yohei Wahei Mikra Alecha Utnan Shem Adonai Yo hey wahe mamash veilin tefilin deresha. The translation: one should put on tefillin every day, because they are the supernal holy name of engraved letters. Yud hey vav hey, namely the four mochin, the four brains, the four Sefirot of the upper Sefirot, as written, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Hashem. We learn this is the actual name of Hashem. These are the head tefillin. My commentary: everything is created by letters. Understanding this will help you understand this pasuk. Pasuk 39. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Hadahu Diktiv Kadesh Li Kol Bekor Daiyo Kakitra Tekalil biastin, kolinun acharanin. Meshikuta dilela, setima beya. Vedaik repeter korechem, petikuta. Tekomeshikuta. Terachamenun hiru dileta. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, this is what is meant by the verse, sanctify to me. The Hebrew is Kadashli, all the firstborn. This is the Sefirah that includes and conceals all the others, namely Chachmah that includes inside itself all the Sefirot. The drawing of light from above is hidden within it. It is called whatever opens the womb, because it opens the whole flow of mercy and supernal light. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching you different aspects of Chachmah that you would not normally connect with. We normally think of the Sefirot as being concealed by the lower Sefirot. And here it's being described as surrounding the Sefirot within itself. Pasuk 40. Amar Rabbi Shimon v'satim b'yud dishma kadisha v'dacha beta ditefilin dehu kadesh li kol bekor satam Mochaila Ahma. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, this is the Sefirah of Chachmah and is hidden in the Yud of the holy name, Yud He Vav He. It is one compartment of the Tefillin, which is the paragraph that starts, sanctify to me all the firstborn. Unspecific firstborn relates to the supernal part of the brain, Chachmah. My commentary. Do you follow the correlation between Chachmah and the concept of sanctification and also the letter Yud? Contemplate this. Ask questions of each essence within your meditations. Pasuk 41. Beita tinyana v'chaya ki yevi'acha Adonai Yohei Wahei Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mocha detaro Nafkin lechamshin, tarin, tarin, sagin, veinun, lakavel, zinin, sagin, dikti, vashehotseiticha, meret mitraim, hotziacha, adonai, ohe, wahe, Mimitraim veitkar zinin sagin dukrana demitraim veinun hamshin lekabel hamshin. The translation. The second compartment of the tefillin is, and it shall be when Hashem your Elohim shall bring you. The Hebrew is V'haya ki yaviacha. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is the part of the brain, the gates of which become 50 gates, namely Bina, which expands into the 50 gates of Bina. These many gates correspond to the many mentions of the phrase, who have brought you out of the land of Egypt, and also brought you forth out of Egypt. The memory of the exodus from Egypt is mentioned many times in the Torah, 50 times exactly, that correspond to the 50 gates of Bina. For the exodus from Egypt came through the illumination of Bina. They are therefore 50 to correspond to its 50 gates. My commentary. There are four paragraphs in the Shema, just as there are four paragraphs in the Tefillin. In fact, they are the same. This pasuk is expanding this written idea, as there are 50 times that this phrase brought you forth out of Egypt. The energy of each of these paragraphs from the Torah is included in the second paragraph of the Tefillin. The second paragraph of the Shema has 50 words as well. Pasuk 42. V'chanenan b'sifra d'rav hamnuna sabade amar tarin sagin dilela v'tata tavar kucha berichu d'hawo Satiminu mit ki katrin Bashil Shalehon Bagindle Afanaka Lehuli Israel Dehameilain Tarin Dehahu Mocha Mit Padhe Umishteru kosha artarin veyamale veitaru veit patahu inuntarin tehai mochala hawo mit patchin inun macharanin lemebad dina Ulapaka Lona Yisrael Min Avduta. The translation. We learn from the book of Rav Hamuna Saba, who said that the Holy One, blessed be He, broke many upper and lower gates that were bound by chains, in order to bring Israel out of Egypt. For through these gates of the brain lobe of Bina, the other blocked gates were opened and loosened. Had not the gates of the brain lobe of Bina opened and aroused, the other blocked gates would not have opened to execute punishment against the Egyptians, to bring Israel out of slavery. For that reason, the exodus from Egypt was mentioned 50 times, which occurred by means of the 50 gates of Bina. My commentary. What do you think would have happened if Pharaoh had not chased after the children of Israel? Pasuk 43. Wekol asatim b'hai de'ikre ima ila'a d'mina itar kela le'ima tata umayihu dikti ba'ulu mi elai tazinu a tikre leumi el alimi delazaz kuchaberichu mechabba lekneset Yisrael adikra aimi behinafka meita meima. Ila adehio beta tinyana deikre Hashem dishma kadisha diparcha lechamshin tarinu mehai tanafat rucha lechad nukva depardashka Dechotama. The translation. Everything is concealed inside this brain of Bina, which is called supernal Ima, from which power was roused for lower Ima, which is Malchut. What is that? It is that of which it is written, and give ear to me, O my nation. The Hebrew word is le'umi, which should be pronounced le'imi, to my mother, rather than le'umi. For the Holy One, blessed be He, cherished the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, to the extent of calling her my mother. So Malchut received the lights of the supernal Ima. For these lights come out of supernal Ima, which is the second compartment of the tefillin, which is called He, of the holy name, Yud-He-Vav-He, that opened into 50 gates. From this part of the brain, a wind goes out to a nostril in the window of the nose of Zeranpin. Does this make more sense to you if you translate wind as soul? Pasuk 44. V'tanenam yovla denavkin beya avdin lechayru bechaymocha itachad ve'inun Chamshin shenim tiyovla ve'inun chamshin yomim tichushpana tiyomer peya itachadu divchu naechin ruche diavdin umaptke ruchechon Lenaicha kemadikti beyom haniyah Adonai Yoheva heilecha me'atzbecha umiragdzecha umin havoda wikomer uvgin kach Hashem Naicha derucha ulapaka ruchad lecheru v'hai beta yitziyat mitzrayim batal yayo uvat Hashem dishma kadisha kimadei itmar Al kein kelala de yod hei dishma kadisha. The translation. We learn that the jubilee in which slaves are freed is united with this brain lobe of Bina. The 50 gates of Bina are the 50 years of the jubilee, and the 50 days of the counting of the Omer unite with the brain lobe of Bina, in which the spirits of the slaves rest, and their spirit achieves freedom and rest, as written, the day that Hashem shall give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from the heart bondage. For that reason, the first hay of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Bina, rests the spirit and liberates the spirit. The Exodus from Egypt comes out from the second compartment of the Tefillin and the first hay of the Holy Name, as we have learned. Up to here, the first two compartments of the Tefillin, all is about Yud-Heh of the Holy Name. My commentary is that, in my opinion, this pasuk has a clear meaning and really needs no commentary. Pasuk 45. Tachati misitra di abana fik chesed misitra di mana fik gevura v'kolahit kudsha berichu umitatar behu at vav. The translation. Come and see, from the aspect of Abba, which is Chachma, Chesed emerges, and from the aspect of Ima, which is Bina, Givurah comes out. The Holy One, blessed be He, who is Zeranpin, is attached to them all, and is adorned with them, being the letter Vav. For Zeranpin is the central column that comprehends the right and the left, which are Abba and Chesed to the right, and Ima and Giburah to the left. My commentary. Here are different aspects of the various Sefirot, and the Pasuk teaches us about energy transformation associated with descending through the Sefirot. Pasuk 46. Beita talita Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Saba, Be'ahalta et Adonai, Yohewahe, Elohecha Tana, Rabbi Shimon Dahu Raza Ila'a, Te Yisrael Ila'a, Ita tarbesitra di abahu maihu Avraham. Ita tarbesitra di mahu maihu Yitzhak. The third compartment of the Tefillin is Hear, O Israel. The Hebrew is Shema Yisrael, which is Israel Saba, together with, and you shall love Hashem your Elohim. Rabbi Shimon taught this is a high mystery, that the supernal Israel, which is Zeranpin, was adorned with the aspect of Abba. This is Abraham, adorned with the aspect of Bima. It is Isaac. My commentary. Correlations among the Sefirot and the children of Israel and the members of the chariot is being taught in this pasuk. Pasuk 47. Tane nan ve'ahavta mandirachim. Leya lemalka ved yatir tivu chesed im kola vechesed yatira ahu deikre. chesed emet delaba agar aleya ela begin rechimuta demalka derachim leyayatir uvirchimuta demalka talya chesed beyat Ikre Avraham, Ohavi Ugin Derachim, Leia Yatir, Aske Chesed, Be Alma Viad, Hakava Yahavta, Uvir Himuta, Talia Chesed, Vedahi obeta delita. The translation. We learned about, and you shall love, that he who loves the king does much kindness, which is chesed, by being kind to everyone. This type of kindness is called an act of true kindness. Not wishing for reward for one's deeds, but acting so for the love one bears for the king. Hence, chesed comes out of the love for the king. Avraham was called my beloved because of this, for his love for him, he did much kindness in the world. Hence, it is written here, in the third compartment of the tefillin, which is chesed, and you shall love, because chesed comes from love. And this is the third compartment of the tefillin. My commentary. There is really no need to comment on this pasuk, only to contemplate the meaning of love and its relationship to good deeds. Pasuk 48. Beta Rabia Behayim Shamoa Hishamru Lachem Behara Afadonai Yohe Wahe Givura Takifa Bedina Hashia Hio Benafka Mesitra Deimaila Vetanenan Aagidileat Hio Dina Misitratha Nafka Dina Givuraila Beitema Wechayim Shamoa Dilav Hio Dina Leyat Kitra Miko Kitre Nalka Dilait Kalil Dina Verachame Kishkevura Deitkalil Shatavuvish. The translation. The fourth compartment of the tefillin is, and it shall come to pass. If you hearken, the Hebrew words are v'haya im shamoa. Hashem's anger be inflamed, which is all an indication of harsh judgment. And harsh judgment emerges from the aspect of supernal Ima. We learn that though Ima is not of judgment, judgment, which is supernal Gevura, comes out of its aspect. You may say that, and it shall come to pass, if you hearken, is not judgment, because the paragraph also says, I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, that you may eat and be full. He answers, among all the Sephirot of the king, there is none that is not including both judgment and mercy, and Givurah more than the others, in which both good and evil are included. Hence, good things are written in the paragraph of, and it shall come to pass if you hearken. But in general, it is harsh judgment. My commentary. Learn this well. Our physical world has the essence of harsh judgment, and only through the loving kindness and mercy of Hashem through the Torah does this judgment become sweetened and ameliorated. Pasuk 49. Weilein arba natilon vav beitatar behu veileni nun tefilin deanach kuchabariku tanenan hai vav salik the idatar baitro, the achid lachai ulchai, the idatar bekulhu, the adavav emzaita, the kola de ela, wetata leachaza, hachmeta shelemata. Me call Citro. The translation. The Vav, which is there on pin, receives these four passages, which are Chachma Bina, the right side of Da'at, and the left side of Da'at, and adorns itself with them, which means they become its Mochin, its brains. These are the tefillin the Holy One, blessed be, puts on. We learn that this Vav, Zeran Pin, rises to Bina, which is adorned with its crowns, and one is attached to the other, namely its right column, its Chachma, and its left column, its Bina. It is adorned with them all. Vav, Zeran Pin, is therefore in the center of everything, above and below, to display the completion of Chachma in every direction. My commentary. The important thing to learn from this pasuk, in my opinion, is that Zeran Pin moves between Malchut and Bina. Sometimes it is connected more on the level of Malchut, and sometimes more on the level of Bina. What causes this movement? It does not say in the Pasuk, yet it says Hashem wears tefillin. What is the meaning of this metaphor? This is how the energy of our human tefillin is connecting all the way through all the worlds to Hashem's tefillin. This is where we will stop. We will pick up the rest of the parsha, the rest of the Zohar section on Thursday. Does everyone have anyone have a question? Our classes tomorrow at 10:30, we will have a class preparing us for the holiday, the morning of the temple of Tisha B'Av. At 1:30, we will have a Tikkun Rachel. At 3 o'clock, we will continue our teachings regarding the land, the goodness of the land of Israel. Monday, at 1:30, we will have a Tikkun Rachel. At 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a reading of the Echa, which is part of the ritual associated with Tisha B'Av. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a good week, Shavua Tov, and much peace and serenity in your life. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.